You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is on the phone line. He's north of the border, I believe, in the great nation of Canada today. Is that right?
That is right. And it, guess what? It's colder where you are than it is where I am, I think. That's actually not true. Yesterday.
Hey, you know, we're going to get warmer here, and I'm not so worried about that at the moment. I do want to come back to it and get your feeling about potential problems out west with the wheat crop. But can you tell me about the rainfall that they're expecting in South America over the next 24 hours first?
Yeah. I think we're going to see quite a bit of rain, actually, over the next few days in the area from parts of Uruguay and Buenos Aires, which is southeastern parts of Argentina, right across the heart of corn and soybean country. Those areas are going to see a significant amount of rain over the next 4 or 5 days. We're talking about multiple inches of rain for some of that region. Other areas will see a nice light soaking of rain, where we might see 1 to 2 inches. So overall, it's going to be a very good scenario for Argentina in particular. In the case of Brazil, though, it will probably going to dry down for much of that period of time. In fact, maybe for 10 days or so. That's a good thing, though, for Brazil. Maybe not so good for our marketing, but good for Brazil's production. The crop is moving closer to full maturation. There's some harvesting already underway, and this environment will just speed along those processes.
Have you had time to think about Argentina and the very hot weather that they endured for, a few days, maybe more than a few days, prior to the time the rain began to fall last week, and what impact it might have had on their corn crop?
Yeah, I think the corn crop there is going to be down quite a bit. I would put maybe 20% of the crop at risk of losses. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have 20% losses. I just think 20% of the crop was seriously stressed during a multi-week period of time, more than once, actually. We saw it at the start of the planting season, saw it again in December, and we saw it again in January. So some of that early crop has got to be beat up pretty bad, and I would expect to see some notable declines in production. And it may get to 10 to 15% of the crop, perhaps. The sunseed crop is the other crop that was probably beat up pretty bad, and I expect to see the losses there a little bit higher yet. And but soybeans, the crop was just going into the ground when things were getting a little too dry, a little too warm. They held back on some of the planting for a little while, and then it rained a bunch, and they went out and they started planting, and then it got hot and dry again. But, you know, the soybeans are pretty resilient plants, and I think that they're probably doing all right. Now, unfortunately, they were fairly young, but I wouldn't put more than maybe 5 to 10% of the total soybean crop at risk of losses this year based on what we've seen so far.
We have 45 seconds. Winter wheat crop in the United States in the cold weather of recent.
Certainly we've seen winter kill out there in portions of Kansas and Nebraska in particular. We've seen some damage done in Missouri, maybe a little bit in Illinois as well. We're all speculating about how much loss that is. Most likely it's not as big as we think it is, but we really won't know until we start bringing this crop up. If we could have a wet spring with cool temperatures around for a while, some of the crop that may not be completely dead might have a chance to recover. And so we'll just have to continue to watch it fairly closely. But I do think that the concerns are probably a little bit greater than what's actually happened to the crop.
That's Drew Lerner, of course. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.